And we're going to stay with impenetrable subjects because a couple of years ago, scientists finally solved the mystery of dark matter in a manner of speaking. They told us it had to exist because if it didn't, galaxies like the Milky Way would fly apart. It holds everything together. Well, now they're not so sure. Dr. Andrew Robertson from Durham University's Institute for Computational Cosmology. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And forgive me if I made a complete pig's ear of that explanation. What? Let me...
No, not at all.
Oh, good, good.
Well, I say, so we still think dark matter's there. We just think it behaves a bit differently from the way we thought it might be behaving a few years ago. Which isn't to say its behaviour's changed, just that our understanding of it has.
Right. Well, you better tell us in that case how you thought it had... It behaves.
Absolutely. So maybe just a brief primer on what the universe looks like on large scales. So stars are not distributed randomly throughout the universe. They're grouped together in these clusters that we call galaxies. And if we look at a galaxy, we think it's held together by the gravity from this invisible substance that we call dark matter.
Right.
And what we thought we'd seen back in 2015 was evidence that in one of these galaxies, the dark matter and the stars that it hosts had been separated from one another. And this was unexpected because gravity is trying to hold them together. Hmm. And so this kind of suggested that potentially there was some other force that was pulling them apart. And one of the possible suggestions was that if dark matter particles could interact with other dark matter particles through some force other than gravity, then essentially there'd be a friction force when two lumps of dark matter pass through one another.
Whew.
So this was what we thought might be going on back in 2015. But with better data, we've essentially found that the dark matter is where we expected it to be in the first place.
Ah, he said, as though he fully understood every word you've just said. So that means that there is just this one matter called dark matter, for the purpose of the conversation, and it is very, 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 very powerful, gravitationally enormously powerful, and it is what stops the universe from flying apart.
I mean, so in terms of individual galaxies, when we look at a galaxy, the stars within it are moving. They're basically moving on circular orbits. And when we look at the speed of those orbits, that's where it looks like individual galaxies should fly apart, because the gravity from other stars is not enough to hold those stars in place. So we need some other additional material. And there's about five or six times as much dark matter as regular matter inside the universe.
Right. And this is going to be such a silly question, but you can't put it in a container. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. You can't smell it.
Yeah. what are we talking about?
Well, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So it's a good question. So some of the early evidence came from things like looking at how quickly stars are moving inside of galaxies. But that's not the only evidence we have for dark matter. Actually, it turns out it answers a lot of otherwise kind of mysterious questions about things that didn't quite make sense. One of the techniques that we used, and the technique we were using in this particular case to map out how dark matter is distributed, is something called gravitational lensing. And what this relies on is the fact that the path of light itself can be bent by gravity. Ah. And so if I stand far away and shine a torch at you, and then in between you and I place some massive object, the path of the light from the torch will get bent by that massive object.
So if there is a background galaxy, then you're seeing the galaxy multiply all sorts of... You see the same galaxy several times.
Yeah, so you can do. So if that bending of light is really extreme, then I can stand with a torch far away and you'll see multiple copies of that torch because the light is passing underneath the lump of dark matter, around the side, etc. And so we can... If we see multiple copies of the same distant galaxy behind an object in the foreground, we can use the locations. We see the same galaxy, say, five times, and we can use the different locations of that same galaxy. We know they all must, those light rays all trace back to the same point.
Look, you've got 15 seconds to tell me. Can you ever actually prove this?
There's different bits of evidence for dark matter, and what we'd like is if particle physics experiments, if people actually found individual dark matter particles, and there's a lot of work being done to do this, both in the UK and around the world, and so hopefully eventually we'll have a picture where what astrophysicists are saying they see evidence for is the same as what people down in mines with their detectors are finding. Mm. But for the moment, all the evidence for dark matter just comes from looking up at the night sky and seeing things that are very hard to explain otherwise, but that all seem to be explained by just introducing this one additional source of gravity.
Well, wonderful, isn't it? There's so much that we don't know and so much we do. It's fantastic. Anyway, thanks very much, Dr. Robertson. Andrew Robertson, great.